All right, the Dodgers and Rangers getting set for first pitch, and we are joined right now by the man that leads all of baseball with the most wins, and that is Dodgers left-hander and World Series hero, Julio Urías. Bienvenidos, Julio. Thank you for doing the show.
No, gracias. Gracias a usted por la atención.
And I have to admit that he does have a friend with him, Juan Dorado. His translator is joining the interview. Juan, obligatory hello.
Thank you. Thank you for having us.
Julio, can you just talk about the wave of emotions coming off the World Series to being able to have the start to this season?
No, la verdad yo pienso que fue algo muy motivante que hicimos la temporada pasada. Obviamente mis compañeros y yo pusimos todo el trabajo necesario para venir motivados esta temporada y defender el título, que es lo que nos importa a todos, ¿no?
I think it was something that we came into that motivated us, you know, having to win the World Series, being able to do it, and then coming back to this season to try to do it again to defend our title.
Julio, what sticks out to you the most about that time in Texas and your role in winning the World Series?
No, la verdad que fue algo increíble, ¿no? Yo pienso que era algo nuevo para todos, ¿no? La burbuja era algo nuevo para todos, pero pienso que nos trajo cosas buenas y obviamente todos nos acostumbramos a lo que teníamos que acostumbrarnos y simplemente a jugar béisbol, que era lo que nos importaba. Y como lo dije en aquel momento, obviamente me sentía parte del equipo, obviamente en cualquier posición que me metía, en tratar de hacer mi trabajo.
Yeah, you know, obviously the role or the bubble was a little bit different for all of us. It was something we had to get used to, something that we had to experience for the first time in all of our careers, but it's something that we made the adjustments, we made the things that we needed to do necessary to prepare ourselves to get to the games and to win those games. And in whatever role they asked me to do, I just prepared myself to the best of my abilities and did exactly what I needed to do for the team.
Do you think you became a better pitcher with that experience last year?
Sí, la verdad que sí. Yo pienso que fue algo... como lo repito, cuando tienes la confianza 100% de tu equipo, del manager, obviamente, para mí en lo personal vale mucho, ¿no? Vale mucho la confianza, vale mucho y yo siento la confianza de él. Obviamente este año me ha dejado lanzar inning tarde del juego y la verdad que me siento muy contento por eso.
Yeah, you know, I think it helped me out a lot. You know, when you have the confidence of your teammates and your manager and your front office that believes in you, it helps you out a ton. And, you know, this year our manager has given me the opportunity to go out there and do what I do as a starting pitcher, and it's been something that I built off of from last year.
Julio Urías is our guest, as is interpreter Juan Dorado. And Julio, last year we saw pictures of you and Clayton Kershaw talking pitching in the dugout. How much has Clayton helped you over the last year to get better?
No, yo pienso que más que lo que él te puede enseñar hablando, yo pienso que él te lo enseña como él trabaja, ¿no? La verdad que me encanta verlo trabajar. Es alguien que es chistoso porque obviamente con la energía que trabaja todos los días es complicado, ¿no? Sabemos que hay ciertas cosas o uno va a amanecer cansado un día, obviamente, por el trabajo, pero él siempre trata de llegar al 100% y hace su trabajo y ya después de ahí ya que salga lo que Dios quiera, ¿no? Pero él siempre trata de poner el trabajo primero que todo y eso para mí que es mi primera temporada completa como abridor, se podría decir, de 162 juegos, la verdad que lo tomo a valer mucho, ¿no?
Yeah, as much as you can teach you by talking to him, I think he teaches you more by watching him do what he does, you know, coming in and preparing. You know, he has a little bit of an attitude about his preparation, about his day-to-day work. You know, sometimes he comes in a little bit, like all of us, a little bit more tired than most days, but then he finds a way to prepare and get the job done so he can get ready for that fifth day.
Do you feel like he's challenged you to be better at preparing?
No, yo pienso que cada quien, ¿no? Cada quien, tratamos de poner el trabajo posible. Obviamente él hace su trabajo, yo hago el mío, somos parecidas las rutinas, obviamente él tiene lo que a él le hace bien y yo tengo lo que a mí me hace bien y obviamente pues más que nada la actitud positiva 100%, darlo todo en el gimnasio, darlo todo en el throwing program, darlo todo en el juego, la verdad que eso para mí vale mucho.
Yeah, I think everybody comes in with that kind of attitude, with kind of motivating yourself to do the work in yourself. Obviously, there's little differences between the way that we prepare. You know, he has his things, I have my things, but the one thing that's fundamentally sound with what we do is trying to give it 100%. You know, going out in your routine, throwing your throwing program, your running, everything that we do is try to give it 100%. That's something that he's taught me.
All right, here's the most important question. Más importante pregunta. Who's the better hitter, Clayton or Julio?
No, tratamos de hacer el trabajo. Yo pienso que es algo divertido, ¿no? Venir un juego yo y producir carreras y venir él ayer y producir carreras, la verdad que es algo divertido, ¿no? Algo que entre nosotros hay muy buena convivencia y algo que, pues, encantado, obviamente, de estar compitiendo de buena manera con él o con Buehler o con Bauer. Obviamente son tremendos, tremendos pitchers y, pues, la verdad que contento de estar al lado de ellos.
Yeah, we try, you know, we try and go out there and do our job. It's something that, you know, we all kind of focus ourselves on and try to do. You know, it's really nice to go see him, you know, me bat in two runs, him bat in a couple of runs, and then, but that's a friendly competition between all of us, you know, whether it's me, him, Bueller, anybody. Like, we're just trying to go out there and try to do the best we can.
Do you feel like Kershaw got those two hits last night because you drove in two runs 2 days ago?
No, él hace su trabajo y es muy competitivo, la verdad que es algo que a mí me encanta, obviamente, como él compite, y yo pienso que trató de hacer su trabajo y la verdad que le salió muy bien.
No, he's just a competitor, you know, he goes out there and he tries to do his job, and it's one thing, he watches you do it, and he competes in getting two hits. That's just, he did a great job last night.
All right, Julio, thank you so much for your time. Before I let you go, many of your teammates don't like me very much. Where do I fall with Julio Urias? No. In English, por favor.
No, la verdad que... Que pues es que ya ellos saben lo que ellos hacen, ¿no? Yo respeto el trabajo de él y pues hay que hacerlo, ¿no? Pero obviamente ellos ya tienen su forma de llevadera con él. Yo trato siempre de respetar esa parte, ¿no? De su trabajo.
Break it to me gently, Juan.
Surprisingly, he said he respects the work that you do. Everybody has their own things with you, but he respects what you do on a day-to-day basis.
Well, we respect everything you do. Without Julio Urias, there is no World Series championship. So thank you so much for the time.
No, thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, there we go. There he goes. Julio Urias and interpreter Juan Dorado. Julio receives the gift from Travis Mathieu. Every Travis Mathieu product is created with attention to detail, designed to deliver a perfect fit and a soft, lightweight feel. Check out TravisMathieu.com today to find styles you'll love.